greatest story ever told. Today, we present The Parable of the Sower, a drama based on a teaching in the 8th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. A teaching from the greatest life ever lived. In ancient times, the swiftest form of travel was to be found in the beautiful and majestic Roman galleys which moved across the glistening blue waters of the great sea. Yet the Roman galleys were nothing more than slave ships. And below their decks, there was no majesty, no beauty, not for the men whose backs power the oars and who spent their lives chained to their benches. And even when such a vessel was anchored in port, these men remain below decks, prisoners of their chains. So it is now that in the port which served the city of Rome, a galley rides at anchor. And we find two galley slaves straining to see what they can of the great city from their place below decks.
Reuben, can you see anything through the oar vent?
Well, Samuel, when I bend over this way, I can see.
Well, what does Rome look like?
I can't tell much. Oh, wait. No, that's as far forward as I can bend with these chains. Just a harbor like any other.
All right, sentry. Which one is he?
That's the one, sir. That one there.
Me?
Sentry, if you're looking for the one who called for the water yesterday, I'm the one you want. And if there's punishment due, it's mine. Leave this man alone.
Quiet. And now, you.
Yes, sir.
Is your name Samuel? Are you from Cana, the province of Galilee?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, sentry. Unlock his chain.
Sir, what is it? What's going to happen to me?
I don't know. I get orders and I carry them out. You're wanted on shore. Come on, sentry, take off his chain.
Yes, sir.
Take my friend Samuel, my only friend. Take him away 2 days ago to kill him in cold blood. And why? Did he ever do anything to anyone?
No.
I tell you, if I could ever...
You there!
Me? What do you want? I haven't broken the rules.
So you don't know me. I wondered if you would.
Know you? Why should I... Wait. Samuel! You in those fine clothes, clean and dressed like a citizen of Rome?
Yes, Reuben.
I don't believe what I see. What happened to you?
I can hardly believe it myself. I'm free. Free. The man whose testimony sent me here, he confessed he was lying, so I was set free. And the property I once had, the property that was confiscated, it's been returned to me.
Like a miracle. It is, Samuel.
I'm glad I had a chance to come back to see you before the galley sailed from here. Because I've got something to say to you. To all you men. Now, men, though I'm dressed in fine clothes now, I shall bear the marks of the chains on my wrists and my legs. And those marks are a bond between all of you and me. I'll never forget that I pulled an oar alongside you for 4 years. Now I shall have my farm in Galilee again. Well, any of you are sure of a welcome there. If it be only for a meal to tide you over, or for a night's sleep, or for work if you can't find it elsewhere. Remember that. All you have to do is show me your marks. That'll be enough for me.
Back at last.
And it was your doing, Deborah. I know it.
Oh, Samuel.
Except for you, they would have forgotten about me. Though I were innocent,
I would have died in the galleys.
All that is over now. You must forget it, all of it.
It may be over, but I will never be able to forget it. I'll remember every scar and how I got it. It's not easy to forget such a living death.
Samuel, there's one thing you must promise me now that you're back. That you will not hate. That you will forgive everyone who was involved.
Even the man whose lies sent me to the galleys?
Even him.
It is not possible.
Samuel, listen to me. While you've been away, a wonderful thing has happened here in Galilee. A new teacher. A new prophet. Yes, a Messiah has come to us.
A Messiah?
Yes, the Messiah. And as soon as you are rested and have regained your health, you will go to hear him teach. But through him, you will find a way to forgive. Even that man whose lies sent you to the gallows.
Oh, Deborah, within myself, I couldn't find willingness to forgive any of them. But because you say it's possible, I will believe it. For without your love to sustain me, without your faith to give me strength, I couldn't have lived through all this. We shall go to hear him teach because you believe.
Samuel, it's time to put out the lamp. Time for you to sleep. There'll be another day's work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. What, Deborah?
Oh, you still think about it, don't you?
Every so often. It was the same time of year they first came for me. Remember?
Will I ever forget?
We were sitting here in this very house, the two of us. And there came that knocking on the door. Caesar's sentries. And they took me away.
But that was 5 years ago. Sammy, you've been home almost a year. Can't you ever forget?
Who knows? Every so often I get to think... Deborah.
No. No, Samuel, it can't be that again. I'll open the door. One moment. What do you want?
Does a man named Samuel live here?
Yes. He does?
Well, tell him that Reuben is here.
Reuben! Oh, how good to see you again. Come in, come in.
Well, you see, Samuel, I have friends here with me.
Well, bring them in, all of them. Deborah, these men were my friends in the galley. Food, all the food we have for them. Come in, friends, come in. The house is yours.
Turned out to be quite an eventful evening, didn't it?
Such hungry men. You would think they had not eaten in weeks.
Believe me, it did my heart good to see them eat the way they did. You don't know what it was like there.
I can imagine. Samuel, will they be staying with us long?
As long as they want to.
All four of them?
I gave them my word.
Oh?
When I left the galleys, I promised them there'd be work here for them. A home. Forever if they wanted it.
But they're criminals.
They were my friends. They deserve a chance, just as I would have.
But you were different. You were innocent. Those
they wouldn't be near it now if they hadn't rescued that Roman officer when the ship was wrecked. That's how they won their freedom. You see, they've changed. And we can help them change even more. Now, don't worry. Nothing will happen. We'll all get along fine. In fact, the next time the master comes here to Cana, and we go to hear him, they'll go with us to listen to him. To follow his teaching. You'll see.
I hope so.
May I have a little more yet? That's delicious.
This was by far the finest day's work we've done, men.
Well, at that, it's easier than breaking your back as a galley slave, right, Kitty?
Who would know better than we, Reuben?
Well, I guess you men have been wondering what happens to all the produce we've been raising here.
We know it goes to market, Samuel.
But you never see any of the money. Is that it?
It's not our place to ask questions, is it, man?
Well, I know good work when I see it. And I know deserving men, too. So tomorrow we're having a bit of a holiday here.
Holiday?
Yes, the master is coming to Cana. I thought you men would like to go with Deborah and me to hear him.
You mean to be talked at? Preached at? I've heard too much preaching in my time.
Don't be a fool, Matthias. Of course, we'll all go.
Good. For it will give you the chance to go into the town, too. And that's where the money comes in. Deborah, bring the pottery jar here.
The jar?
Yes, of course. Bring it here at once.
All right, my dear. One moment.
Each of you is to have some money.
Why?
When a man gets to town, he finds things he'd like to buy. I want you to have the money you'll need.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Samuel. But don't think it's necessary, after all. Your kindness is reward enough for us.
Yes, Samuel.
Oh, thank you. Now, let's pour out some of these coins.
Wow.
That's quite a bit of money there, eh, Samuel? Enough. And now for the shares. Reuben, thank you. And yours, Gideon.
Ah, thank you very much, Samuel. Far more than I deserve.
Matthias.
Thank you.
And Ezra.
Thank you very much, Samuel, and bless you.
No need to thank me. Any of you would have done the same. And now, Deborah, you can put the jar back.
Yes, Samuel.
Well, friends, tomorrow we rise a little later, and then we set out for the town. Good night to all of you.
Good night, Samuel.
Pardon, mistress. I was up earlier than the others. I thought you might need help in the kitchen.
No, thank you, Ezra. Though it is nice of you to offer.
You've wood enough? Water enough?
Yes, everything. Tell me, Ezra, what did you do?
You mean the galleys? How?
If you want to tell me.
I don't mind. I was young, alone, no family. I worked while I could. But I couldn't. I stole. That's how.
Oh, I see.
If anybody had ever been this decent and kind to me before, it never would have happened. Your husband is a kind man. Understanding. And brave, too.
Brave?
Only a brave man would take a chance on men like us.
Deborah, is everything ready? We don't want to be late not to hear the master.
Oh, good morning, Ezra.
Morning, Samuel.
Are the others up yet? They should be. I called to them as I left the room. Reuben answered, and so did Matthias.
What is it, Ezra?
I just thought of something. There wasn't any answer from Gideon.
Well,
maybe he was still asleep. I'll go find out.
I'll go.
What's the matter with him, Deborah?
I don't know. But he did seem upset. Where could Gideon have gone? Why should Ezra be so worried about him?
I don't know. I'll find out. Ezra! Ezra! Gideon!
Reuben, I couldn't find him.
Neither could I. What do you think, Samuel?
Well, he was free to leave any time at all. He didn't have to sneak away.
I think maybe...
Yes, Ezra?
Reuben, Matthias, don't think badly of me because I accuse another man, but... Samuel, the money jar. Have you looked at it this morning?
No, I haven't. Deborah, the money jar.
Yes, dear, I'll get it.
Well, we'll know soon enough now. Deborah?
Samuel, I went to look.
Well, where is it?
Gone. It's pretty obvious now, my dear. Gideon gone. The money jar gone.
Why, the ingrate. If I could find him, I'd teach him to abuse decency, to take advantage of hospitality. Imagine acting this way in the face of your kindness.
Well, I will admit I'm rather surprised.
Not nearly as surprised as Gideon will be.
Why do you say that, Deborah?
Last night, when you took out the jar, when you showed the money, I was afraid this might happen. So before I put the jar back, I took the money out and put in stone.
Oh?
Yes, Gideon has betrayed himself for nothing.
It'll serve the fool right. I always suspected that, Gideon. The oily way he talked, the compliments he used to pass out so freely. Well, I'm glad we've discovered him for what he is.
And thanks to Deborah, at no loss either. Well, my friends, we shouldn't let this one unfortunate incident stop us. We've a day to spend in Cana, a day to hear the master. Are you ready?
Samuel, Deborah, I've never heard such teaching before in all my life. Never seen such a person as the master. One has but to look at him to feel his strength, his compassion.
Ezra, that's why I was so anxious for you to be here.
If only I'd heard such teaching long ago.
It's not too late, Ezra. It never is. For the master forgives those worthy of forgiveness. But wait, he's ready to speak again.
Be ye merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
Well said. Very well said.
And now, Ezra, I think that's all the teaching for this day.
Oh?
For the master stepped down from the rock where he stood.
The teaching is over, you're sure?
Yes. See, the crowd disperses.
Well, we must get back before dark.
Yes, dear, we should hurry. It's almost dusk now.
Matthias?
I'm ready.
And Reuben?
Reuben? Why, he's not here.
But he was here. I saw him before. Then I became absorbed in the teaching and forgot about him.
If we wait for him, we'll have to travel most of the way in darkness. And we brought no torch with us.
Yes, my dear. Well, perhaps he remembered something he wished in the marketplace and went back to buy it. He'll find his way home. We should start out now.
Samuel, do you think that perhaps Reuben went back to the house by himself?
You mean he wasn't feeling well?
I don't mean that.
You think... Oh, no, Deborah, not Reuben. Why, he's my closest friend. In the galleys, we were chained to the same oar for 2 years.
I only thought...
You mean because Gideon turned out that way? Well, that doesn't mean we'll have to suspect Reuben, too. Come on, we'll all start home and hope that Reuben catches up with us on the road. Come.
Stop to look back anymore, Samuel. It'll be dark before we're halfway home.
I can't understand it. Reuben should have caught up with us by now. We haven't been going too fast.
Perhaps he was detained in town.
Deborah, that isn't what you mean at all, is it?
No.
Well, I tell you, you're wrong. I'd trust Reuben with anything I have. Now, we'll just walk a little faster. Not that I'm worried. I just want to get home before dark, that's all.
Sure now that Reuben did not come back before us. There's no light showing in the house.
Of course it's sure.
Samuel, wait.
Yes, Ezra?
When you left the house, you did latch the door, didn't you?
Of course. Why?
Well, perhaps it's too dark for me to see well, but I think the door is open. It's moving back and forth in the breeze. Isn't that the door?
It is.
Samuel, wait. Wait for us.
Come, Deborah.
Samuel. Samuel. Samuel.
Look at the place.
Oh, chairs turned over. Cupboards broken open. Things hurled to the floor.
Deborah,
best, dear.
The money. Where did you hide it this time?
I'll look.
And the loose rock, is that where? Well?
The money. It's gone.
Reuben. The one I trusted most of all. And he committed this crime while we thought he was listening to the master. Oh, the shame of it.
I'm sorry, Samuel. We're both sorry.
You're sorry. But you can save all that, Ezra.
Please.
Quiet. I don't want to hear anymore. I took all of you in. I gave the four of you a home where you had no place to sleep. Work where no one else would give you work because you bore the mark of the galleys. And this is the way you repay me. Well, I'm not a man who doesn't learn. Ezra?
Yes, Samuel?
Matthias?
Yes?
Get out of here. And off my land. And never come back. Because if you do, I'll have you back in the hands of the authorities before you know it. Now get out.
Please, Samuel, understand. We didn't have anything to do with this. Well, this place is my home. The only home I ever really had.
Get out. Do you hear me? Get out.
Yes, Samuel. Come, Matthias. We better be on our way.
Samuel, please. Let me say this. I'm not asking for more than you've already given me. I don't even blame you for the way you feel now. You're right. But I do want to thank you. I don't know what lies ahead for an old man who spent too many years in the galleys. I do know that what I had here was better than I deserved. So I only want to say thank you. You too, mistress. You're a good woman. God's blessings on you. Come, Ezra.
Samuel, I didn't like to see those two go.
What's the matter with you? First you suspect them all, now you're taking their side. Why?
Because it wasn't their fault. They didn't steal. They didn't use our home to betray us.
Still, I want no part of any of them anymore.
But you've just heard the master teach. Surely this wouldn't be his answer.
How much can a man stand before he strikes back? I gave him a chance.
I know you, Samuel. You have a conscience which will trouble you if you decide later that you did wrong. The master is here in Cana. We could go to his camp this very night and speak to him.
I won't go.
Please, Samuel, for your own peace of mind, come with me. Ask him.
Well, not that I think he'll change my mind, but to please you, I'll go. Because I know you love me and think only of my good.
Good time. The crowd is gone. The master's with his disciples round the fire. You can feel free to talk to him. Go on.
Yes, Deborah. Master, if I am not intruding, I should like to ask your help. Surely no man ever set out with better intentions than I. Perhaps because I myself bear the marks of a galley slave, because I know the hardship, I opened my home to four men who were criminals. And two of them have deceived me. One stole, one tried to steal. The other two I've driven from my house, bartered against them. I have done the right thing, haven't I, Master?
A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold.
Master, what has a sower of seed to do with me?
The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts lest they should believe and be saved.
And the seed which fell on a rock?
They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. But these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away.
And the good ground, which are they?
That on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience.
Samuel, don't you see? The master knows his seeds of truth will find root only with those who have the capacity to receive his word. Yet he does not stop teaching because there are some who reject his teaching.
Yes, I understand now.
Well, then, should you give up doing good? Should you drive good men from your door because a few seeds have fallen by the wayside? Because a few men took advantage of your goodness and returned evil instead?
Deborah, you're right. I've done a cruel thing to them. We should find Ezra and Matthias at once. And, Master, I thank you for showing me my mistake. Come, Deborah. We may still find them. Come.
Surely they would have taken this road.
I think so. It leads from the town toward the sea. It's the way they choose.
Oh, I hope we're not too late.
If only this torch gave a brighter light. I'll hold it higher. There.
Samuel.
Yes?
Hold the torch up again. There, by the side of the road. I'm sure there were two men.
We'll find out. Ezra! Matthias! Do you hear me?
They've stopped.
Ezra, is that you?
Yes, Samuel. We took nothing with us. You can search us if you like.
Wait, Ezra! I haven't accused you of anything like that, have I?
What do you want with us? To tell us once more that we were thieves, that no one will ever trust us again?
I don't blame you for feeling bitter, Ezra. Nor you, Matthias.
I'm an old man. I've seen everything and learned to expect anything. Now let us go in peace.
No, wait. Listen to me. The fault was mine. To expect perfection where even the master does not expect it. Because two men betrayed me, I withdrew my kindness and friendship from all four of you. Because Reuben and Gideon repaid good with evil, shouldn't have blinded me to the fact that my kindness did find root in the two of you. Can you forgive me for what I said to you, for driving you away from my house? Would you come back with Deborah and me?
Would we?
Matthias, what do you think?
Oh, it would be home now, Ezra.
Home. Yes. Samuel, we will go back with you.
Good. Good.
Did you hear that, Deborah? We're all going home together. Together.
Greatest life ever lived.